Good morning, boys and girls. I'm glad you came to church this morning. I want to talk about a word. And this is what the word is: love. Have you heard of that word before? How many of you have heard of the word love? Do you love somebody? Do you love somebody? Who do you love?
God.
You love God. Who do you love?
My mommy and daddy.
Your mommy and daddy. Who do you love?
My pet Maggie.
Your pet Maggie. Who do you love?
Snowflake, my kitty.
Your kitty? Who do you have love for?
Jesus.
You have love for Jesus. That's a good person to love. Do you have love for somebody?
My mom.
Your mom? Do you have love for somebody? Do you love somebody?
My cat.
Cat? Well, I have an illustration. I have something I want to show you this morning, because this is what I know. I know this word love. It's a very interesting word. And sometimes, you know, we can think that we love somebody or something, and maybe we do and maybe we don't. So how can we know if we really do love? See, I can tell you that in all the years I've lived, I know that I love animals. I do know that. And there's one way that I know that, and that's because I always give of myself. So, young man, you told me that you love your mommy. So that means that you would give of yourself. That means if your mom needs help, what are you going to do?
Opal.
You're going to help her. You would help her if she needs help. What if you met somebody that you never had met before, but you have love for them, and they're sad? What would you do when you have love for them? If you met somebody who was sad, what would you do? I'm going to ask you, what would you do if you met somebody who was sad, but you loved them? What would you do for them?
If they were sad, I would help them, and I would have love for them, and I'll make sure they are okay and safe.
That's a good thing to do. You would be kind, wouldn't you? When you have love for other people, because when you love people, you are never rude. That wouldn't be love for people. You would never be rude. You would never be unkind. But you would be always helpful. Whenever somebody needs something, you would be the first one to say, I will help you. You could sit down right here if you like. So I want to read a verse in my Bible, because this is how I find out what love means. Because I want to truly love. And when I love people or when I love animals, I want to be sure that I really do love. So I'm going to read a verse in my Bible. This is what my Bible says. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves knows God. So in order to be able to love, we need to know God. And I'm going to show you something now to represent to you what true love is like. So watch very carefully what I'm going to do. The candle represents the
love that you have for your mother. The candle represents the love that you have for your pet. The candle represents the love you have for people that you might not have even met before.
So, these lights represent the love that's burning inside of your heart, and you love the people around you. You love your mom and dad. You love your grandparents. You love your pets. Will that love go away when it's true love? The love that you have when it's real love, and it's not just that you like to be around another person for the things that they can do for you, but when it's real love, your love will be like this candle. And I need a volunteer to help me. How about the little girl with the rain jacket on? Can you come up here? Can you blow out the candles for me? Well, these candles are supposed to relight themselves. I think she did a really good job at blowing them out. The purpose of the candle is to let you know that when you have real love inside, that love comes from God. It's not anything that you can make, and it will be like a fire that burns inside of your heart, and it will never go away, and you will always have love. It will always be there. Even if you can't be with that person, like if you grow up and you have a mom or dad that passes away, or your grandparents pass away, or you lose an animal, always inside of your heart, just like a candle burning, you will always have that love. You will never have hatred for that animal or that person, but you will always love them, and you'll always be kind, and you'll always look for ways to be helpful when you love. And you can go back to your seats now.